Support comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in downtown Urbana, with a deli featuring iced lattes made with fairly traded ingredients and local milk, and a salad bar filled with local and organic ingredients. More information is at commonground.coop. And from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more, slow-cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Coming up next, as summer draws to a close, Backyard Industries' Lisa Brox happens upon writer Ava Chin's memoir, Eating Wildly, and discovers that being in the weeds isn't always a bad thing.
It's unmistakable. The end of summer is approaching. Summer vacations are wrapping up. Kids are getting ready to go back to school if they're not already there. And in my case, piles of books remain unread. Recently, I flipped through a stack I'd collected back in June, the promise of endless summer reading stretched out in front of me. I was now reduced to looking for one book, just one, that I could say I'd read over the summer. Nothing seemed right until I came across Ava Chin's food-driven memoir, Eating Wildly, Foraging for Life, Love, and the Perfect Meal. I couldn't resist. I'd been foraging for a book, after all. Food memoir is an increasingly popular subgenre. Novelists publish autobiographies with food as the backbone, such as, most memorably for me, 2013's Blue Plate Special, an autobiography of my appetites by Kate Christensen. Writers and bloggers whose beat is primarily food have come up with wonderfully evocative memoirs based on their experiences. Two of many examples include food critic and former gourmet magazine editor Ruth Reichel's food memoir trilogy, written in the late 90s through the middle of the last decade, and blogger Molly Weisenberg's more recent food memoir duo, written over the last 5 years. Even straight-up cookbooks sometimes have a more autobiographical feel to them lately. Kevin West's Saving the Season, inspired by his grandmother's penchant for preserving the harvest, is a recent example of a cookbook's recipes being given context and depth through memoir-style storytelling. Reading their stories somehow makes the recipes in their books seem more attainable and less intimidating. Ava Chin's book fits this bill, but with a twist. Instead of spending all her time in the restaurants and grocery stores of her hometown, New York City, or cooking in her small Brooklyn kitchen, she spends much of it in the parks and wilder areas of the city, foraging for greens, herbs, mushrooms, and even bees, occasionally writing a column for the New York Times called The Urban Forager. But Eating Wildly isn't a field guide, at least not in the traditional sense. There are no illustrations or photos, for example. Instead, Chin deftly interweaves stories about her relationships with her family, an absent father, a larger-than-life grandmother, a grandfather who encouraged her love for wild foods, and a somewhat distant and often confounding mother, with her trips within the city and elsewhere, such as Colorado. She's always hunting for something to eat, but also for a deeper connection, not just to the natural world, but also to her world of family, friends, and potential life partners. She readily shares what she finds with the people closest to her, and not always with the intended or hoped-for results. The book is divided by seasons. Even winter gets a few pages, and each section ends with instructions for preserving foraged food and recipes for cooking it. Her short descriptions of the extremely thorny work of harvesting blackberries, the fortuitous discovery of a mulberry tree after the death of a relative, and a successful morel mushroom hunt with a friend at an undisclosed location, one that only bore fruit once she literally got down to mushroom level, are just terrific. Her tale of seeing bees swarm for the first time on a busy campus while most passerby didn't even notice what was happening right next to them reminded me of similar stories in another book, The Urban Bestiary by Lyanda Lynn Haupt. Chin even has a bit of a run-in with the law and is eventually forced, as foraging becomes a hotter topic in food circles and even the mainstream media, to examine her reasons for doing it. And as she told a radio producer, "Foraging reminds me that the world is a generous place. Even when things are topsy-turvy, I know that the plants will always sprout in the spring, become lush in the summer, and then grow dormant in the winter. And the following year, it'll happen all over again." For Backyard Industry, this is Lisa Braltz.